From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Shiite Muslim militia, loyal to rebel cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, surrendered control of a holy shrine in the southern Iraqi city of Najaf today. Sadr's men held out against U.S. and Iraqi government forces there during more than 3 weeks of fierce fighting. Sadr agreed to withdraw his militia following the intervention of the elderly cleric Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
After one of the most peaceful nights in weeks, Najaf's residents timidly stepped out into the streets this morning. They began assessing the damage done to their city. You could see the anger on the faces of people like these men on Al-Rasul Street, who cleaned up the broken glass in their bakery window. But they would not speak openly, because the fighters of Sadr's Mahdi army still lined the streets near the Imam Ali shrine. Their guns were gone, but these young men still acted like they owned the place. They searched thousands of worshippers who walked towards the shrine this morning. 28-year-old Tasim Jassim said he traveled here from Basra after Sistani called for a peace march.
Thanks God, we just want to thank Mr. Said Sistani for his negotiations and what he did for all of the ceasefire.
Inside the shrine, Sadr's supporters were preparing the mosque for the handover. They removed the bodies of several people apparently killed in battle, and two men were seen hauling out armloads of weapons covered in rags. This group of fighters chanted Muqtada's name.
Muqtada! 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 Ya Allah! Ya Muhammad! Ya Ali! Ya Mahdi!
They then posed for a final souvenir photo in front of the gold-plated shrine where the Muslim saint Imam Ali is buried. Sadr was nowhere to be seen. Instead, one of his top spokesmen gave a final statement to journalists in one of the mosque's air-conditioned rooms. Sheikh Ahmed Shaybani said the Mahdi army agreed to withdraw from Najaf, but added that it would never disband.
The Mahdi army is a popular Islamic resistance movement that cannot be disbanded. This has been a great and amazing victory. We forbid the occupation forces from dishonoring the shrine.
In the mosque courtyard, a delegation from Sistani's office stopped to kiss the ornate silver padlock that hung on the tomb's 10-foot-high gold doors. As they inspected the building, they instructed Dr. Mohammed Said to vacate the mosque immediately. Said ran a combat medical clinic here for the Mahdi army throughout the siege. He tied the clinic's door shut with the plastic tube from an IV drip and left several buckets full of blood-stained rags behind. Said said he was angry with Sistani.
But I'm not happy because they are kicking us out from the shrine. And we are the people who protected the shrine all that time. And because those people who are telling us to go out from the shrine, they are not the Americans, they are our brothers, who they should help us.
Outside, Mahdi army fighters crowded around what was left of a hotel that collapsed following a U.S. airstrike. The mood here was defiant, even though a U.S. tank stood just 50 yards away.
Even they are right there, but we are not scared. We have no plans, but we are not scared because we're not scared of death. We are martyrs already. We are martyrs for the shrine. We are martyrs for this dam. And it's the God will that all these tanks will burn one day.
Within hours, large numbers of Iraqi police moved into these streets. Since Saddam's overthrow, this sacred shrine has become a bloody prize for Iraq's long-oppressed Shiite Muslim majority. In two incidents over the last year and a half, two senior clerics have been assassinated next to the walls of the shrine, and it was at the center of two uprisings by Sadr's followers. For now, Ayatollah Sistani seems to have won control of the shrine, with the backing of the U.S. military and the Iraqi interim government. Ivan Watson, NPR News.